Hey, what's happening, man?
Welcome back to Challenges of Faith Radio Program. I'm Gary McCann. Thank you for joining. I'd like to acknowledge God and our listeners. Give an honor back to God. January the 1st, brand new year, 2024, Challenges of Faith Radio Program. Number 3, top 100 Christian podcasts to listen to. And since January the 1st, to date, moved to number 4. We give honor unto God. Well, we want to talk about Black History Month. How is the United States race relations? Or in your country? But before we head there, Let's look at some history. You don't mind, do you? In 1899, a Boston-based dentist, who was also the first African-American professor at Harvard, invented and patented an accessory that revolutionized the game of golf and became an essential element still used worldwide on golf courses today. Here's a quiz for you. Do you know what it is? You say you don't. Well, you know it's time to find out. Novelist Walter Mosley, the author of 60 books and the first black man to win the National Book Award's Medal for Distinguished Contribution to American Letters, said his Jewish mother had a profound influence on the stories been influential in your life. Those of you who are inventors today and authors, who was it? Did you hear that only 15% of Americans think that race relations are improving, according to the Rasmussen report? Fewer than 1 in 5 Americans believe that race relations are improving in the United States. How about in your country? Or yours? Or yours? Rasmussen found that 15% of respondents believe race relations were getting better, which was a slight decrease from 18% reported in 2023. By contrast, 42% of respondents said they believe race relations were getting worse, while 36% said that they believe race relations were staying above the same. Additionally, only 26% of respondents said they believe race relations in the nation today are good or excellent, which includes 6% who labeled race relations as excellent. 31% of Americans said they believed that race relations were poor. Fewer than 1 in 5 Americans believe race relations are improving in the United States. The data for the report came from a survey of 1,149 U.S. adults conducted January 28th through the 30th, with a margin of sampling error of, say, 95% confidence level. Rasmussen also found that only 23% of Democrats, 14% of Republicans, and 9% of politically unaffiliated respondents thought race relations was getting better in the United States. By contrast, 48% of Republicans, 42% of politically unaffiliated, and 86% of Democrats responded that they believe race relations is getting worse. On the question of rating the current state of race relations, there were close divisions between each major political party as to how good or bad they were. Among Republicans, 32% believed race relations were good or excellent, while 28% believe race relations were poor. For Democrats, 28% rated race relations as good or excellent, while 80% labeled race relations poor. The Rasmussen findings come as the United States continues to tackle debates on racially charged issues, such as how to teach and understand the nation's historic struggle with racism. In 2020, questions about race relations in America came to a head with the death of African-American George Floyd. Last June, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Students for Fair Admissions, Inc. versus President and Fellows of Harvard College that Harvard and the University of North Carolina cannot use race as a factor in student admissions. There have also been debates over the efficacy of diversity, equity, inclusion programs, with Florida recently passing a law that restricted the funding of such programs in colleges and universities. Those of you who have listen to my 20 segments, and you can find them at Challenges of Faith Radio Program, or Spotify, or iHeart, or on YouTube. I start from the days of slavery, bring them up to today on the topic, especially as it relates to individuals who happen, apart from the Black American that jumped on the bandwagon and have been recipients of that which was solely for the Black American. Did you hear about the Black single moms who want school choice? A new national poll suggests there is an overwhelming support for school choice among single mothers in the United States, conducted by The Current Project, a nonprofit dedicated to supporting the well-being of Black single mothers in partnership with the public opinion research firm, EVITARUS. You know, I always try to make sure I don't destroy somebody else's name and so forth. That includes organizations. But the poll suggests that such women were grossly dissatisfied with the schools their children were attending. Now, I know somebody got a problem with that, that the Black single moms, minds of their own, looking out for the welfare of their child and children that came from inside of them, trying to protect their mind so they can have a future and go forth in their future in the United States. As we discussed, talking about the race issues and other issues that we have not discussed, that I'm sure we will. The Black single mothers are not confident that today's education system is meeting their child's needs, and they recognize the clear value in the role public charter schools play. And they want political candidates to support school choice, reads one of the poll's key takeaways, according to a news release. Respondents to the survey indicated that the traditional public school model, which typically requires families within a particular geographic locale to send their children to designated campuses, was not meeting their needs. Some 87% said that one-size-fits-all school system of the past often doesn't meet students' needs. Black single mothers have compounded pressures that are often exacerbated by ill-designed policies and limited opportunities to expand their economic pathways, said Alicia Gordon, founder of the executive director of The Current Project. Single Black mothers surveyed also registered strong support schools, with 64% saying that charter schools help the whole public education system improve for all kids. Additionally, respondents suggested that a political candidate's stance on school choice would impact who they voted for, with 86% saying they would be more likely to vote for someone who supports giving parents more options to decide where their children go to school. When asked about the education their children were getting, only 31% of the moms polled said they were very satisfied with their children's school, said they were concerned about their children's learning or academic progress, and 56% said they considered putting their kids in a different school in the last year. Many public school systems in Texas have been struggling to provide a quality education to the students in their charge. Dallas ISD, for instance, underperformed across several metrics during the 2021-22 school year, according to the district's latest Texas Education Agency Accountability Report. Only 41% of students scored at grade level on their STAR exam, despite the hard work of the district's dedicated teachers, and almost 20% of Dallas's ISD's graduating class of 2022 that did not earn a diploma in 4 years. As previously reported, the Dallas Express is taking a deep dive into what has become one of the biggest policy debates in Texas, as parents and other stakeholders voice concerns over the state of public education today. With declining enrollment at traditional public schools, but holes like the one published by the current project school. Now think about that. We're talking about Black History Month. Remember when it was only Monday, Black History? Well, then it graduated to a week. Now it got a month every day. It's a history for the Black community, which makes history every single day. And speaking of history, do you know the over 120 inventions that the Black American has made has affected global countries as well as the United States? Oh, you don't know? Well, take a moment and learn independently. Do your research for you. But these moms, you're a beloved mom. You want to be. You're a beloved parent, dads, fathers. You're looking out for your child, your children. Whoever raised you looked out for you. Whoever your mentors are. Did you hear the new update since February 10th, 2023? Again, I'll refer you back to the 20-segment series I did on our community as it relates to our community status. With this update, our key facts about the nation's 47.9 million Black America. Now, what I did was just solely talking about Black Americans are talking about individuals who happen to be of the same skin tone that has come across that are now American. Understand what I just said. I know you do. But the report was by Mark Hugo Lopez and Muhammad Maslim Annie. And again, I apologize for the pronunciation because I don't like torturing anybody's name or organization. But the number of Black people living in the United States reached a new high of 47.9 million in 2022, up about a third, 32% since 2000. According to a Pew Research Center analysis of government data, this diverse with a growing number and share born outside the United States and an increasing number saying they are of two or more races. See? And you just heard me say what I did specifically as relates to just Black Americans. And what you just heard, without me having to repeat it respectfully, is that they're showing the individuals who were born outside the United States. For Black History Month, here are key facts about the nation's Black population. And in this analysis, the Black population is made up of three main groups, single race, non-Hispanic Black people, non-Hispanic multiracial, and you can also read the newly updated fact sheet about Black Americans in 2022. So understand, for those of you who are all caught up in you, who really don't know your history or your lineage in reality, that's apart from going back to for those of you who believe in God and the creation and how one come about of the human family, the Black population in the United States, again, has grown by 32% since 2000, rising from 36.2 million then to 47.9 million in 2002. I can remember when it was 40 million. Oh, don't listen to me. Let's continue. Notably, people self-identifying as another race, in addition to Black, has increased nearly 254% since 2000. This reflects a broader national shift in the number of Americans identifying as multiracial, as well as changes to how the U.S. Census Bureau asks about race. The number of Black Americans who say they are Hispanic has also risen sharply over this period, up 199% since 2000. And the reason why you just heard me infer, refer you back to the garden, refer you back to creation, refer you back to you doing your own research of your true lineage, you know, whoever in the family, married, romantically with someone of a different skin tone than yours that produced you, then you understand. I know you do. Now you understand to such a degree you are now self-identifying, telling what your true lineage is. The arrival of new immigrants from Africa, the Caribbean, and elsewhere has been an important contributor to Black population growth. In 2022, there were 5.1 million Black immigrants in the United States, up from 2.4 million in 2000, according to our analysis of the Census Bureau data. Immigrants accounted for 11% of the Black population in 2022, up percent in 2000. Segment that I did, I kept posing the question each time in the various topics. I wanted somebody to tell me, because it hadn't come out yet, what the true factual numbers, like I did as it relates to slavery, was of the solely Black Americans, period. Now you're hearing the Black population has grown fastest in states that historically have not had large numbers of Black residents. Utah experienced the fastest growth in its Black population between 2010 and 2022 with an increase of 86%. So if I were to reach out to individuals in Utah who listen to Challenges of Faith radio program, they would be able to confirm exactly what's being said. That's only if the individuals who happen to be Black that moved there haven't moved out. The Black population of Hawaii and Nevada increased by 57% and 56% respectively during that span. And this only counts states with Black populations of at least 25,000 in 2010. The states that experienced the largest numerical increase in Black residents between 2010 and 2022 are also those with the largest Black populations overall. Texas, which we just got through talking about, which saw growth of 1 million Black residents between 2010 and 2022. You say, Gary, when do we talk about Texas, the single Black female? Florida, up 745,000, and Georgia, up 595,000. Each of these states now has a Black population larger than that of New York, which ranked first in 2010. So why isn't people going to New York? Why are people fleeing New York? Well, if you know what's going on in New York, stop doing what pandemic that those who have money could fly, get on yachts or whatever the case, and go elsewhere. But nobody ever thought that individuals from the Black community was going to do the same. And if they lived elsewhere, they didn't move to New York. Meanwhile, the Black population declined in the District of Columbia, -2%, and Illinois, -1%, between 2010 and 2022. Now, I know you know why. If you don't know why, again, I'm not trying to refer you to it, but you can go to the series segments that I did, or you can turn on the news and unfortunately and sadly see communities is harming each other as it relates to crime. You know, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. There's nobody that knows me personally, professionally, can tell you I'm going to ever tell you what you want to hear. That's wrong. I'm not a politician. No disrespect to that honest politician that may be around. No disrespect to any of those individuals with title. That includes the criminal justice world, the medical world, the sociology world. You name the world system because, again, it's the individual, not the title, that tells the story, whether the lips match the shoes. But New York City has more black residents than any metropolitan area. About 3.6 million black Americans live in the New York metro area. Other metro areas with large black population include Atlanta, 2.2 million, Chicago, 1.7 million, and our nation's capital, 1.6 million. You know, and I have relatives, family in each of these places. I name it like you as well. But as a share of the population, the Atlanta area is home to a higher percentage of black people than any other metro area with at least 1 million black residents. Nearly 4 in 10 residents of the Atlanta metro area, 86%, are black. Shares are of the metro areas of Washington, 28%, 24%, and Philadelphia, 23%. The black population of the United States is relatively young in 2022. So think about it. Again, you heard me refer back, broke it down. Actual data, how many individuals were slaves, and they went ahead and started breaking the name down up to color, the Negro to a black, and then African-American, which was a new title. But the median age of black Americans was 32.1 years, meaning half of the nation's black population was younger than that age and half was older. And by comparison, the median age of the nation overall was 38.0 that year. So now we're talking about 2024, but I just cited 2022. The median age among single-race non-Hispanic black Americans was 34.9% in 2022, compared with 21.0 among black, Hispanics, and 19.5 among multiracial, non-Hispanic black Americans. Educational attainment among black Americans, since we're talking about Black History Month, is on the rise. In 2022, 26.1% of black adults age 25 and over, 7.8 million people had earned at least a bachelor's degree. That was up from 14.5% in 2000. Now, understand, because I know you've been paying attention, especially if you tune in to Challenges of the Faith radio program, when you hear me say, have you heard? Remember, it's just recently that everybody all of a sudden now, they got their degree, 12 trillion of them. There's nothing wrong with that. But you can remember, I know you can, before the pandemic, where if you didn't go to this school, then that degree that you earned, okay. And then when that pandemic occurred, now all of a sudden, it's okay to do it online. Now all of a sudden you heard, no degree, you don't need no degree. Matter of fact, you don't need nothing. Wait a minute. Could you imagine what that's doing from the emotions of anybody? But I'm talking about my community today, black history every day, but today. So the loving parent or parents, those single black moms, they're just trying to look out for that child or children that came from within them. And they're trying to make sure they get the best. And maybe they didn't, but trying to make sure they get the best. And you're saying, what? As it relates to education? You don't need none? Okay. The growing shares of black women and black men alike have earned at least a bachelor's degree, but black women have made faster gains than black men. Now, I'm going to ask the question, why is that? But notice, I build up relationships, not take away. There's too many people out there, irrespective of your skin tone, whoever you happen to be. So I said that to say, don't try to pit that black male, that black female, that black female, that black male against each other. But why is that, is my question. And don't tell me there's not an answer to it. In 2022, 28% of black women ages 25 and older had earned at least a bachelor's degree, up from 15.4% in 2000. Among black men in the same age range, comparison, 22.8% had earned at least a bachelor's degree in 2022, up from 13.4% in 2000. Black Americans are less likely than other Americans to be married. About a third of black adults, 32%, are currently married. That compares with 53% of adults who are not black. Among black adults, 36% of men are married, compared with 29% of women. Black women, in turn, are slightly more likely than black men to be divorced, 14% versus 10%, or widowed, 8% versus 2%. Now, you know, if you tune in on Wednesdays when I'm doing relational topics, I'm going through 99 different individuals, different humans, laying out some causative factors. About a sixth of married black adults, 17%, are married to someone who is not black. Excuse me. This includes 21% of married black men and 13% of married black women. These shares only consider those who are married and whose spouses live in the same household. Married black women, in turn, are more likely than married black men to have a spouse who is also black, 87% versus 79%. This includes spouses who are single race, black, multiracial black, and black Hispanic. Black households had a median annual income of $50,000 in 2022. That included a median income of $60,000 among multiracial black households, $56,500 among black Hispanic households, and $40,500 among single race black households. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it? Until you, have you heard that if you don't have X amount of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in today's economy in the United States, not your country or yours, but look at it another way, about half of all black households, 51%, had a household income of $50,000 or more in 2022, while 49% earned less than that. A recent Pew Research Center analysis found that black households made gains during the pandemic when it comes to wealth. The difference between the value of assets owned and debts owed, the typical single-race non-Hispanic black household saw a 77% increase in its wealth from December to 2019, which is $15,300, to December of 2021, which was $27,100. Now, you know, I know you know. It's 2024. And again, I go back to those segments that you can find on YouTube or Challenges to Faith radio program, Spotify, Wave, Jam, you name it, wherever you listen to your podcast. It's 2024. What is the current data as it relates to finances? Because, yeah, $50,000 at one time. Well, listen, thank you for tuning in to Challenges of Faith radio program, upcoming this week on the relational topic. Wednesday, I'm talking about friend. But you know, there are different types of friends now. You know, you have those that can build you up, not your ego, and those who are intensely trying to take away from you. You know it's true. You know it's true.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come.
Thank you.